You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. An off-campus party at Kappa Alpha Phi frat house during Louisiana Southern University's homecoming ends in shots fired. 11 people shot when Jacedric Williams fires into the crowd of partygoers.
Nancy, this isn't the first shooting incident at the fraternity's house. In 2018, an LSU student attending the neighboring school's party was shot dead outside the house. Police do believe this was an isolated incident due to a fight between Williams and frat members at the party, and not an ongoing feud.
22-year-old Williams now facing 11 counts attempted murder and two others charged as accomplices. Murder suspect Joshua Renau, who's been on the run since summer, steals an SUV after crashing another vehicle while running from LAPD.
Cops were looking for Renau in connection to an armed robbery earlier this year with one fatality. They spot Renau getting into the back seat of a car and pursue the vehicle. The driver of that vehicle crashes, and Renau exits the car and then carjacks the driver of an SUV.
Renau doesn't care. The owner is still tangled in his seatbelt and takes off, dragging the man 2 miles underneath the car. Renau crashes the SUV and stands off with cops for hours before he finally crawls out of the flipped car. Walker pronounced dead at the scene. And now Renau adds evading and another murder to his very long rap sheet. Very often, Alicia Caver babysits her 2-year-old grandson overnight, but the Detroit grandma snaps, uses a kitchen knife to stab the little baby multiple times. Cops find the tot bleeding but alive.
That's right. Cops arrive at Caver's apartment complex around 1:30 a.m. after receiving a call about the stabbing from a neighbor. The boy survived the attack and was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Investigators are still uncertain if mental health, drugs, or alcohol was involved in the attack.
59-year-old Grandma Caver now charged with child abuse and assault. But why not attempted murder? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A trove of evidence now shedding light on what may have driven a 19-year-old to storm his alma mater in St. Louis, killing 2 and wounding at least 7. Investigators discovering a letter in the suspect's car parked outside Central Visual and Performing Arts High School.
I've been an isolated loner my entire life. This was the perfect storm for a mass shooter.
Orlando Harris claimed the lives of beloved health and physical education teacher Jean Kuska and sophomore Alexandria Bell. Armed with an AR-15-style weapon and 600 rounds of ammunition, the suspect was shot dead by police. A Maine man convicted of killing and sexually assaulting a woman in Alaska in 1993 is appealing his convictions and sentences. 48-year-old Stephen H. Downs has filed a notice of his appeal with the Alaska Court of Appeals. Downs was a UAF freshman in 1993 and lived in the dorm where Sergey was found dead.
Nestor Hernandez takes one look at his newborn and immediately accuses his girlfriend of cheating. The 30-year-old pistol whips his girlfriend and shoots 2 nurses who come in to check on the new mom.
Hernandez actually needed permission from his parole officer to attend the birth. He was released from prison last year for a 2015 armed robbery. Hernandez also did time for a 2012 armed robbery. Many are criticizing the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles for their decision to let a violent criminal out on parole.
Hospital security shoots Hernandez in the leg to subdue him. Now he's charged with 2 counts of capital murder.
American basketball star Brittany Griner has suffered a major setback in her battle for freedom from a Russian jail. A court outside Moscow has now rejected the 2-time Olympic champion's appeal, upholding her 9-year sentence on drug charges. Appearing from her jail cell in a live video,
people with more severe crimes have gotten less than what I was given.
Over the summer, the Biden administration proposed a prisoner swap, but Kremlin officials would not discuss a deal until the judicial process played out. Greiner was arrested at a Moscow airport for carrying vape cartridges filled with hashish oil. Hate crimes against Jewish people are on the rise across the country, including the city of Chicago. That was the takeaway from a new report out from Chicago's Commission on Human Relations. There have been 26 instances of anti-Jewish crimes reported to Chicago police this year. Nationwide, the Anti-Defamation League says anti-Semitic incidents are up 40% this year compared to this time last year.
Cops go to arrest Rufus Barron for a parole violation and find the 35-year-old fast asleep, covered head to toe in black paint. Barron could not explain how or why he was covered in black paint, but cops soon find a pipe full of meth and decide that's explanation enough. He's now additionally charged with possession. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.